and welcome to Diary of a Horny Teenager, the podcast where we relive the pages of my chaotic diary.
We are your hosts, Georgie and Nia, and if you love a bit of sexual content and very strong language, then please stay right where you are.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. It's actually Valentine's when we're recording this.
It is.
Or Palentine's or Galentine's.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'm okay. I've got raging PMS, so I'm like a bit over it. But I'm wearing a cute little pink dress, so that's helping things along.
You are wearing a beautiful dress. I am the exact opposite of you. Yeah. I am like...
You're feeling great.
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling well rested and ready to rumble, really.
Stunning. I'm actually feeling... It's weird because it's Valentine's Day today.
Yeah.
But I'm actually finding all the stuff on Instagram a bit much and overwhelming. And I'm saying that as like, we've also posted as well something cute. But it's almost like there's just as much self-love stuff.
Yeah.
As there is relationship stuff.
Yeah.
And even though that needs to be there to like counteract all the like heteronormative capitalistic stuff, it kind of feels like another thing being shoved down your throat. Like, love yourself.
To, yeah.
Love your friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels, I'm just a bit, even though we posted as well, I'm like, whoa, it's a bit much today.
It is a lot. I say, feel how you feel today. You don't have to love yourself as much today. Just feel what you want to feel. That's what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I will say that I watched a really heteronormative film over the weekend, but it did kind of make me, because I love, don't get me wrong, I love rom-coms and everything, but I don't like them too schmaltzy. But there was one with J-Lo, who I just adore, and Owen Wilson called Marry Me. The premise is ridiculous, but it did make me go, ooh, I don't know. There was something quite magical about it. Not that this is a promotion for it, but I did think that was quite, it was quite cute. Not as schmaltzy as other romantic comedies can be. So, yeah.
Okay, nice. So if you fancy something heteronormative, but not too, what's the word, schmaltzy?
Schmaltzy, yeah.
Schmaltzy. Then that's your one to go for. Also, I love the way you say J-Lo.
How do I say it?
You say J-Lo.
How is that different?
I say J-Lo, you say J-Lo. You like put a lot of emphasis on the low.
Oh, do I?
Oh. Yeah, you're like, I love J-Lo.
Well, I do love J-Lo. I mean, we've all seen Rihanna at the Super Bowl, and we all, don't get me wrong, I adored it. I really did, actually. I thought it was great. But I do also love J-Lo and Shakira absolutely bringing the house down at their Super Bowl performance.
I know.
So, yeah.
It's difficult with Super Bowl because there have been so many incredible people that, like, I'm always going to think back to Lady Gaga and J-Lo.
And
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought Rihanna was fab, and it's pretty stunning that she was like pregnant and just rocking it out. But
yeah,
I think J-Lo is one of my favorites.
Fave people ever. Yeah.
Yeah. So today we are doing some fandom stories.
Yay!
Which is exciting.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone who wrote in.
Yeah, thank you so much. We couldn't get through all of them, but we're hanging on to them, so hopefully we'll make our way through. But It's actually been really nice for me to feel like, okay, my teenage years weren't the only chaotic ones. Like, you all have some pretty spicy stories as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and well, I can't compare because my teenage years were incredibly boring.
Straight-laced.
They were so straight-laced. There's absolutely nothing of interest.
And now you're queer-laced.
Yes, exactly. I wish they were queer-laced back then. That would have been delicious. But Yeah,
relatable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking of queer-laced, all the stories are queer-laced today.
Woo!
Which is going to be fun.
Yeah. Because
there's so many boys in these episodes. There's so many boys. And, like, we're ready for a new flavour.
We are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. New flavour of crisp.
Yeah. The only thing is, we're going to do a few stories today because they're just short ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to think of a few names just to put that out there right now, just to be transparent.
It could have been.
You might have to think of a few names and a few places.
It could have been a Valentine's gift from you to me by just not letting me, you know, have to think of all of these different things. Yeah, exactly. I could have just sat back and enjoyed the ride, but here we go. I'm sweating now, so that's great.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the last one was Jacob Cheddar, so the bar
is low.
It's not too high.
God. Yeah. I am, you know, I'm in a garage right now recording in the middle of Pembrokeshire, and the inspiration around me is probably going to be garage based because that's all I can see in front of me. So that's my pre-warning to you as well. I was going to say, there's even an old boiler in here that can be used as inspiration. So there's lots of, you're going to definitely, you know, hear the garage themed names coming through.
I can't wait. I for one can't wait. And I don't think the fans would mind me saying they also cannot wait.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, right, let's dive in. So we've got a few queer stories coming up. Mm. Let's go to the first one. So story number one, it's a story about gay clubbing as a teen. And that's all I'm really going to tell you. Can we have a name for this person?
The name for this person is going to be called Helen Mustard.
I like it. Helen Mustard, that's quite cute.
It could be a new character in Cluedo, couldn't it?
It really could, yeah. It was Helen Mustard in the garage with the toolbox.
Oh my God. Winning, absolutely winning. Cluedo is one.
I can see it now. Yeah. Okay, so this is the story of Helen Mustard. Mm. Here we go. Thank you so much for sending these in, by the way. Okay, here we go. Okay, back to 18-year-old me, who'd been gay clubbing most of that year, had come out to, I think, most people at the time, and I was on a night out in... Can we have a location, please?
Barnsley.
Farnsley?
Barnsley.
Oh, Barnsley. Barnsley.
Barnsley.
And can we have the name of a club?
The Naked Nipple.
Okay. Wow, I really want to go there.
I know. I'm quite pleased with that
in
one.
In Barnsley as well.
In Barnsley.
The Naked Nipple.
Yeah. The Naked Nipple. Yeah.
All right, come on, Ellen. Let's go to the Naked Nipple tonight, shall we?
It works. It just works. What can I say?
It really does.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was on a night out in Barnsley at the Naked Nipple, of course. £1.50 drinks swirling down. Haha.
Perfect.
Well, I was out with... can I have a name, please?
You were out with... oh, my God. All names have disappeared. You were out with Kelly.
Kelly, yes. Okay. Drinks swirling down. Haha. Well, I was out with Kelly and some of her mates. And one of her mates, who was a man... was kind of hitting on me, but I wasn't really into it.
Mm.
But as the night went on, I was like, oh, what if I actually do like men, but never knew it?
Classic mistake, isn't it?
It's one of life's unanswerable questions.
Yeah.
What if I do like men?
We still don't know to this day.
Yeah, I'm still working it out.
Yeah. It changes.
Yeah. So round the alley we went.
Oh, perfect.
That's one way to find out. Round the alley we went, but I couldn't get wet. Brackets. Sorry, TMI. Ha ha ha. Close brackets. Until I eventually started thinking about women.
Yeah.
In particular, a bouncer I had a massive crush on. So we did the deed, and I was like, yep, defo gay. And then I went home.
I love that.
There's nothing like an alley shag with a man to confirm that you in fact don't like men.
I think that's the test, isn't it? That's the...
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
A rite of passage. Shag him in an alleyway and then go, nah, not for me.
Oh my God. What do you think of this story, Nia?
I think we can learn a lot from it. I think... Don't second guess yourself. I think, you know,
trust your instincts.
I think fantasies, you know, she, you know, fantasized about a woman and everything. I think fantasies are a big thing because, you know, as a wee bisexual, my fantasies really flip from, depending on time of the month as well, bizarrely, they really flip from, you know, different genders, different people and different things and everything. So, you know, if, you know, the majority of who you're fantasizing about, you know, could be women, then, you know, I think that's a good indication, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the exact same, actually. Mm. I really flip between what sort of porn I'm consuming.
Yeah.
Like, between, like, men, women, or, like, the types of porn. Mm. Yeah, it's very... very bisexual quality. It's like, but yeah, fantasies are great. Like, I mean, it was great in this case that she realized, like, okay, yeah, this is actually weirdly validating of my sexuality because I'm defo gay.
Yeah.
But fantasies are amazing. Like, even if you're just masturbating or whatever, you have your mind is your oyster. Like,
it is.
You can think about whatever the fuck you want. So. Basically, good for her.
Good for you. Yeah, absolutely. Fantasies are good. I think that's what we're trying to say.
I think we're trying to say fantasies are good. And I'm glad that you found out your sexuality, babes.
Yeah.
Even though you did have to have a shag with a man in an alleyway to get there. But
you got there.
Good for you.
Yeah, and that's the most
important
thing.
Yeah, and I hope you've had lots of shags in alleyways with women and non-binary people ever since.
Yeah, perfect.
I really do. Okay, this is just a really short one, but it just made me laugh, so I'm going to tell you it.
Okay.
Let's have a name for this person.
Oh, God. Penny Lamp.
Penny Lamp.
Penny Lamp. Do you know why?
Sweet.
Because I saw a pen.
You can see a lamp.
And I can see a lamp.
Honestly, you never fail to amaze me.
I want people to know the creative process. That's the, you know, I'm going to write a book about it and everything when I'm older. So
you should. It's very inspiring.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Penny Lamp.
Penny Lamp.
Penny Lamp, not penetration.
Oh, very good.
I'm pretty sure that's a drag queen. Maybe in Barnsley.
Yeah. And they work at the Naked Nipple, so...
They do, yeah. They pull the best pint of all the drag queens.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, stunning. Can we have, so Penny Lamp, can we have the name of a park that they went to?
They went to Roundabout Park.
Can you see a roundabout?
No, but, oh, no, I'm not explaining that one. I don't even.
Okay, fine.
That one was just pure inspiration. That was just pure. It just came to me. I bolt out of the blue.
It's like one of those psychological tests where they hold up the ink blots and you say what you can see.
That's
like you looked at something and you were like, roundabout.
That's a roundabout, yeah. Do you know what it was? It was a sellotape.
Go on.
That's here.
So just, oh, yeah.
It looks like a roundabout.
That makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Very poetic, really.
Yeah, sure.
So this is just a short little one.
Okay.
Question, before I start, do you know what a ute is?
A ute?
Y-U-T-E.
A ute.
A ute.
Y-U-T-E. Is it a musical instrument?
Y-U-T-E.
No, that's a lute.
Because that's what it says, and I don't know if it's a typo or if a ute is a thing.
I don't know, and I'm probably the worst person to ask as well.
I might really quickly just look it up in case it's something.
I feel really old. I feel like it's like slang that we should know.
Oh no, a young person, often a young black person. So that's probably why neither of us know.
Okay, well there we go then. It's not in our lived experience.
It is not in our lived experience. Okay. So, when Penny Lamp was just a little... Oh, it says little. When I was just a little ute, brackets 17, close brackets.
Lovely.
I was fingered... Oh, I was fingering this girl from college.
Big difference.
In Roundabout Park and got caught by the park security and they tried to arrest me for sexual public display. That's it.
And that's it. That is perfect.
I just really liked it.
I had a conversation over the weekend with someone because we were watching Peep Show, classic. And you know when Mark has sex with April at a children's play area in the toilets?
And
God, that is dodgy. And my friend went, yeah, it would probably be illegal to do it there. And her partner went, well, it's illegal to do it everywhere. And she was so shocked. She was like, no, is it illegal to have public sex? And we were both like, yes.
Where has she been?
I don't know, but it just, it made me laugh because, you know, obviously it would be illegal to do it. It would be perverse to do it at a children's play area, but also...
Yeah. Yeah, it's illegal and also frowned upon.
Yeah, massively
frowned
upon. Whereas
other places are just legal.
Yeah, exactly. If you're, you know, I mean, it's not ideal. I'm not admitting
it's not ideal. No, we're not condoning it. We're not recommending it.
No.
But yeah, that's funny.
Lovely little.
All right.
Lovely little story.
We've got one more story. I might read you one other, again, just a really short little tidbit, but it really made me laugh. So this isn't. I'll just tell you. So this is a short one. One time I was getting fingered by a man who clearly didn't know how to finger because man literally started slapping my clit.
Oh, God.
He was deleted immediately.
Oh, God.
Slapping.
Oh, that is tragic.
Honestly, clits, unless someone specifies... Clits are not for slapping.
Clits are not for slapping, guys. It's got to be... Oh, that is poor performance, that is. Like, what a dreadful...
What porn have you seen that in?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that he's not done that by instinct, has he? That's a learned...
It's not innate.
Yeah. It's not...
The innate clit slap.
Yeah, the innate clit slap. That's on a mug. That's got to be on a mug somewhere.
Yeah. I've said it once and I'll say it again.
It's not.
Poor neglected clit.
Poor neglected clit. Oh dear. What a...
Show that clit some love.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Massage that thing.
That was from a queer person, so that was probably yet another sexuality defining moment where you were like, defo gay.
Oh dear. It's just...
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
It's just hard, isn't it? Because... And it's sad and it's just tragic. And I feel for the man because he clearly probably has not learned to this day. Yeah, because he hasn't learned. I just know. You just know. He hasn't learned. He's still probably not pleasuring someone today.
I also feel like if you want to know, it's like...
It's out there.
We have the internet at our fingertips. So it's very easy to find out how to pleasure someone or ask them.
Ask.
So I personally have no sympathy. I'm like, sort your shit out. I don't slap your dick.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean, it's very rare that you will be asked, probably never, to to slap someone's dick.
I mean, some people probably love that. But again, yeah. Unless they specify.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably not the best idea to slap genitalia.
Oh, dear.
Call me crazy.
Call you crazy.
Call me crazy, but don't slap my vulva.
Leave it alone or do as I say. That's what I say.
I just had a really weird image come into my head.
Oh, dear. Go on.
I'm going to share it with you. So, you know how, you know, like clapping games where you're doing like patterns together when there's like two people and you're like clapping.
Yeah.
Like you do it like as a kid, like a sailor.
Went to sea. Yeah.
I just had the... Just had the image of a man doing that on someone's vulva.
Just trying to get it to work.
Yeah. I've got, as if it's some sort of magical spell or some sort of ancient ritual.
I've got the image of them trying to do, you know, from Pitch Perfect, the cup song.
Yes!
I got my ticket for the long way round.
Now I'm just imagining Anna Kendrick doing the cup song on someone's clit.
She would probably, you know, elicit a good response, to be fair, but hey-ho.
What, Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
Oof. Because yes. She's a fitty.
She is a fitty. We like Anna. We do a lot.
Oh, she's so talented as well.
Gorgeous.
She's great. Anyway, enough about Anna Kendrick and slapping clits. Okay, do you want another one?
Yes, I do.
Stunning. I'd like two names, please.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's about a girl and her girlfriend who go on a trip to the beach. So, two names and a name of the beach, please.
Oh, God.
I'm stretching you today.
I know, draining. I'm gonna need another cup of coffee after this. I think the beach should be called Umbrella Beach. Not for any obvious reason.
Wonder where she got that name from.
And the two ladies shall be called Shannon and Shakira.
You sure it's not Shakira and J-Lo?
I know. Really trying...
Shakira. Yeah.
Trying not to, you know, steal things from our previous conversation. But hey-ho, Shannon and Shakira. Her hips don't lie.
I love it.
There you go.
Shannon and Shakira going on a trip to Umbrella Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
So, I had come out and finally got my first girlfriend,
woohoo!
Shakira. Yay! She's amazing at belly dancing.
She is such a she-wolf, honestly.
The best belly dancer on Umbrella Beach. She was a few years older than me and had a bit more experience than me, which
excellent.
I liked.
Excellent.
One time, we went on a date to Umbrella Beach.
Yeah.
And we found a place to sit.
Ooh.
Now, I'd always wanted to have sex on the beach, so I decided to bring it up. The beach was fairly empty and no one was nearby. So despite all the pebbles, it's a little clue as to where it is, we decided to give it a go. So I pulled down her trousers and I started to finger her.
Oh my God.
Hey. It was fairly cold, but we tried to cover up with coats as best we could. Oh, sweet.
Lovely.
Just encased in all these coats. She started to moan a little and we were getting into it. When some other people taking a stroll on the beach decided to sit down literally a few metres away.
Oh my God.
We looked at each other in a state of panic and played it as cool as we could, pretending we were just having a cuddle on the beach and slowly fixed ourselves up before we left.
Oh my God. That is so hot.
The end.
That is like...
I know, it is quite hot, isn't it?
Really like, sexy.
A sneaky finger. In a public place.
That is a great story.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you what you thought of it, but you've told me. A great story.
It's a really excellent, excellent story. More of those, please.
Yeah. Quite fun as well. Like, I can see...
The appeal.
I don't know, I can just imagine the scene of like sitting on a beach and you're like, well, we're here, shall we? Like,
especially if it's a quiet beach as well, because you can, the sound of the waves can sometimes dampen down any noises that are happening and yeah.
Drown out any moans or gasps.
I'm not going to lie.
You grew up by the sea. Have you ever had sex on the beach?
I have, many a time.
Many a time!
Yeah.
Do you get sand in your vulva?
No. I've tried to have sex in the sea once, but obviously because it's so cold.
And salty.
It's salty, but it's the coldness because it's mainly been with men and obviously cold ain't great for...
It will make the beast shrivel.
It certainly did. but on the beach is pretty... Pretty spicy, so yeah, kudos to her. Them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a fun time.
Very fun.
And just the moment of being mortified of like, oh my God, there's someone sat next to us and my fingers are literally inside her.
I think that's kind of hot, personally. I don't think I'd be mortified. I think I would encourage.
It would rev you on, wouldn't it?
It would. This whole conversation has actually taken...
I mean, if you could do it subtly,
quite
I would just be mortified at the prospect of them, like, knowing. But if you could do it without them knowing, that's quite hot to me.
It's pretty, yeah. It wouldn't be too... Yeah, it's good. It's all good.
10 out of 10 would sex on the beach again.
Absolutely. Especially if you can find a nice private beach. That's the
little
best.
Secluded spot.
Little secluded spot where not many people go. The tide's out, oh. You know. Anyway.
not that you've done this loads of times, Amy.
No, it's not like I could write a book on the whole thing, you know. Point by point.
I love it. I'm a country gal, so I've never had sex on the beach. Mm. I don't think I've ever been fingered on a beach.
Well, you know what your New Year's resolution is going to be now, so...
Yeah. I'm going to call my partner after this and be like, we're going to the beach this weekend.
Why? No reason.
Yeah. Just wash your hands and let's go.
Yeah. Quick shower and we're off.
File your nails and off we pop.
Cut those babies down and we are going. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's our lot for today. Those are our sweet,
our little
mostly,
bite-sized
well, they're
stories.
Pretty much queer stories, aren't they? Mm. Like, there's a bit of... Men were involved, but by no means
were they the most
centre of the pleasure. what's your takeaway from any or all of them?
I think part of my takeaway is that it's just really nice hearing... different queer stories, and it's just yes. really nice hearing that it's not two people, you know. I mean, in one of them obviously he was slapping the clit, but you know, if it was the two women, then it's mainly been about, well, it's been quite pleasurable, and so it's quite nice hearing that, and more of them, please. More, please. That's all I can
say. Send all your stories, especially your queer stories, because we absolutely love to read them, and we will do our best to do as many of them as we can.
Yeah. What about you?
I think it's just reminded me that it's it's so important to try things to find out what you actually like.
Yeah.
And yeah, like experiment with these things. Mm. And even if you have an experience where you are like, well, that was shit, then it's just kind of, it's helping you collect data about what it is that you like, what you're drawn to.
Yeah.
Exploring your sexuality. So I just think it's all really important. And at the very least, you get a good story out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like
that can be shared on a podcast.
Exactly. Maybe one day it'll be on a podcast. So
I swear to God, that's why you wrote the diary. You were like, one day.
Yeah.
Even though podcasts, I don't even think were invented back then.
God,
but
that's
like,
capitalism at its finest, isn't it? It's like writing a teenage diary and being like, one day this will be used.
Yeah, so cynical, isn't it?
Yeah, for success. Yeah. No, I don't. I think younger me never would have thought, God, future me is going to be telling this to thousands of people.
Soon to be millions. Let's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We made it into the Malta comedy charts.
We did. Malta.
The Apple comedy charts in Malta. We were number 8 for a few days.
We were in the top.
And I don't know
10.
How this happened. But if you're listening and you're in Malta.
Hello.
We fucking love you.
Yeah. As soon as we get enough money for a tour, Malta's our first place.
Oh, absolutely. Malta, Germany, Australia, America,
Panama,
the Netherlands, all our top places. Yeah. So keep listening, keep sharing, because that might mean we come to a city near you.
Absolutely.
So smooth. So yes, thank you so much, my cherubs. I hope you're all really good. Thank you for listening. And if you want to follow us on the socials, we are at Diary of a Horny T.
And if you want one of your stories to be shared on our podcast, then please email us diaryofahornyteenager@gmail.com.
Thanks, baby cakes.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.